Welcome in to the official Guru Nation Fantasy Football Podcast, where I have a special guest today. We have the one, the only, Aaron Kagan. How are we doing?
Hey, Dalton. Really nice to be here. Really appreciate you putting me on this podcast, and I'm really excited to move forward with this.
Yes, so we're going to be talking about a little bit of Matrix, but first of all, I want to know, coming into Guru Nation, it just seemed like, you know, your name was plastered everywhere throughout the forum. You were talking about all the different signings in the offseason, and then you have this controversies that are always surrounding you, these bets that are surrounding you. So I'm just curious, like, how did this persona, AK, that we call AK, how did this come to be?
Well, I think the initial coming out party, in a sense, for AK was during the Trinity campaign when I was against York trying to become the commissioner of Trinity. So I was really active during that whole time, and it kind of just continued after that. And to refer to me, I guess the rest of Guru Nation gave me the nickname of AK because Mr. Aaron Sanders is also an alpha, and he's one of the founding members, so I give respect to him. And to separate between me and him, I guess my name is AK, his name is, you know, Snake Thanos.
Gotcha, I get it. So before this whole Trinity campaign, I'm assuming you're still super active, but you said it was kind of like your coming out party. Like, how do you think that everything has changed for you since that Trinity campaign?
Well, I feel that I've become, in a sense, more guru through studying and educating myself on fantasy football. I wanted to live up to the notion that I'm a part of Guru Nation, which is the greatest expanse of fantasy football knowledge and players, and I wanted to really be at the top of my game.
I like it, man. And rumor has it that you actually won Savage Gate twice before entering Guru Nation. That's kind of how you got yourself into this Guru Nation. Is this correct?
Yes. I won in 2015 and 16. And it was very surprising for me to win 2 years in a row. I wasn't expecting it. And when I did make the playoffs, I snuck into the playoffs both years in the sixth seed and ended up winning them both years. So wow. I surprised a lot of people.
The underdog rises.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was really awesome.
All right. So I'm in Matrix now, but I wasn't last year. I want to know, what were your thoughts on Matrix as a whole last year? It just seemed from an outside perspective that there was always something going on. There's always drama. There's always something being talked about in the forum. I just want to know your experience inside Matrix last year.
Right. Well, that's a great description. You know, there was a lot of activity. I tried to be as active as possible on the forum because we were able to reference Matrix. It was a really good avenue to get the facts of the league out there and get everyone involved in knowing what was going on and being able to participate in the sense of liking different aspects of Matrix. Alpha did the same, and it was just really fun and really easily integrated with Facebook.
Yes, definitely. A lot of posts, a lot of everyone commenting. Definitely. All right, so that's Matrix last year. What makes you excited about Matrix this upcoming year in 2019?
Well, basically the shortcomings that I've come to last year, I'm able to redeem myself and hopefully do better this year. I feel more confident in being able to get a better place than 10th. I think I can actually make the playoffs this year, and I'm hoping for the best.
Wow. So let me get a, I don't know how you did your first year in Matrix. Was this an improvement from this year from last year, or how did you do in your first year?
Matrix? Actually, in my first year, I placed 9th, I believe. So, in a sense, you know, 9th to 10th is not an improvement.
Gotcha. So you're trying to finally, for the first time, clinch your first playoff berth, prove yourself inside Matrix as a playoff team.
Yes, that's an accurate description for sure.
And how do you think everything else inside Matrix, how do you think these other teams are going to play out within Matrix? Do you think it's going to be a very competitive playoff race?
I definitely do. Certain teams have kind of, their roster is kind of falling off, but, you know, we'll see them make a comeback, and we'll see how the draft goes. And in the draft, I actually don't have any picks this year. I traded them all away and got some very needed pieces for my team, but it cost me all my draft picks. Wow. So I'm going to be sitting on the sideline during the draft. So I'll be able to pick the waiver wire afterwards.
Are you going
to
be trying to trade in at the draft at all? Are you content being a sideline? What, on the sidelines?
Well, I actually have something in the works to get back into the draft a little bit, but it's just one pick.
Wow.
And yeah, so we'll see how that goes, but I'm pretty happy with quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like, you know, just being able to experience the draft last year, I kind of saw that, you know, it really is quality over quantity, because a lot of guys won't even make the roster, and it's pretty trippy how these drafted rookies don't even like make the team. Like,
yeah,
pretty incredible. And it's hard to prepare for that, but I guess my thought is having higher sets of draft picks is going to be more efficient than just having 5, you know.
Gotcha. So the higher draft picks are more important than just the quantity
overall. Yeah, that's what definitely I've come to realize.
Gotcha. So when you're looking at Matrix as a whole, is there one team that has more draft picks than the rest, or is it fairly spread out throughout the whole league?
Well, certain teams have made trades and have acquired extra first-round draft picks, which, you know, was a very good move on their part. I'm not sure exactly who it is. In thought, I think LeBarian has an extra draft pick. Few other people also do. And then people like myself that have no draft picks, you know, I'm just going to be picking at the waiver wire. we'll see how that goes.
Gotcha. Now that's going to be definitely something interesting to follow, is the draft. I know that's probably the next big thing coming up for Matrix. So it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. Just as far as just Matrix goes, I know that, you know, as far as the whole forum goes, Matrix is, you know, usually the most active in terms of just everyone just commenting, interacting with each other. That's what I think makes Matrix, you know, very unique. I'm just curious, from your perspective of actually being in the league, what do you think makes Matrix so special?
Well, I agree with that. We are very active, and I feel that, you know, the reason being that we're so active is that we've developed rivalries, and these rivalries are pretty intense. They go beyond the division rivalries. Many of the players have different rivalries with different players, and it's interesting to follow that storyline, and the forum allows easy access for that to happen.
Yeah, you seem like the one that has some rivalries with people, mainly Nihal, Joseph. It seems like those two are kind of always busting your chops, and you guys are always just going at each other, in good fun.
Right. Well, they are the NWO clique. There's a few other people that are part of that clique, and they're all friends. And my original rivalry was with Spitta originally when I first started in Guru Nation. I called him out as my rival, and he beat me both divisional games that year. So I lost the bet to him for that. And it was, you know, it just developed from there and just continued on to this day.
Wow, it's still ongoing, and then that's what brings it exciting.
So that was with Joseph, and then the Nehal rivalry came to be pretty intense after the Trinity campaign, because I actually invited Nehal to be on my council.
Wow.
So we were running. He was my running mate, and he was trying to use his Photoshop skills and everything to help me run a more efficient campaign. But in the end, he failed in the sense that, you know, one of the reasons I invited him to be on my council was because he was part of the NWO clique, and I thought he would be able to pull those votes over to me, which ended up he didn't do. At the end of it, nobody from NWO voted, and I would think they would want to back their friend up and try and get him into a new dynasty league, but I guess they just didn't want to.
Wow, so you strategically put him in there to get those votes, and it never came through to you, so that's kind of...
Well, similar to how Spitta did with Kenny and Trinity, and, you know, and it's kind of, there's a lot of likeness there, and maybe I had some impression on Spitta to make him do that.
I gotcha. Alrighty, so there's big news that hit Matrix last week. I have officially taken over Kenyatta's team. What are your thoughts on this new development?
That was huge news, and all I can say about that is that I'm very, very happy for that to happen. I was really excited to be playing in a dynasty league with you in 2021, but now it's 2019 and it's gonna happen, so I'm even more stoked now, and I know Aaron Sanders is happy as well. It's just overall a great, great upgrade for Matrix. Kenyatta, you know, I don't even want to begin to talk about Kenyatta, but I'm sure you're going to be more efficient when it comes to fee time than he was. So I'm really happy about that, and I'm sure all of Matrix is very happy about that.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to chop it up with you guys. And I know, like, right when I got done with Matrix, I remember talking to Major, because Major was a new addition last year, and he told me, he's like, AK and Aaron Sanders hit me up immediately after, you know, wanting to talk trade. And I found it so funny that it was within 10 minutes of me going live with Derek that, yeah, you know, we're sitting there, we're talking, and we had come to an agreement. It seemed like 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes, we had come to an agreement. And going over the show notes today, I sent you over the show sheet a couple nights ago, and I go check the show notes today, and your answer to this, I realized that we agreed to a trade, but we both thought that we were getting different players in the trade.
Yeah, that was definitely a questionable situation there, and you know, at least it's all figured out, and I kind of felt like that was the way it was, but you know, at the time you have two players on your roster with the last name Allen, and so we got confused, and you know, it is what it is.
And it was funny looking back at those texts that it was never specified which Allen. All it said was,
yeah,
will you trade me Allen? I was like, yeah, I'll trade you Allen. And then we had agreed on a trade for I would assume Josh Allen, you assume Keenan Allen. We agreed to the trade. We checked on there today, and it just wasn't going to happen because we just had different ideas of what the trade was going to be. So we were going to talk about the trade today, but obviously not, so we'll just talk about the failed trade. And I think it's hilarious that you changed the show notes from the Keenan Allen trade to is there any trades, and you said no. There's no. So I just want to ask you, are there any other trades going on behind the scenes that we're hearing about?
Well, there are whispers, and you know, I don't know if I should talk about the exact trade, but I can basically tell you that Derrick Henry is going to be on the move pretty soon. Wow. And I'm really happy about that. So let's hope everything holds, and you know, we'll see that happen when the new league year starts, which I think is in March, or is it going to be in April, according to Derek? I'm not sure.
Wow, so Derrick Henry on the move, it seems like.
Yep. Oh,
wow, this is big news, man. What, you don't believe in him anymore?
No, I do. I just attained the compensation that I was looking towards, and I'm very happy with the compensation that I would be receiving, knock on wood, you know?
Alrighty. I also have something to add to the rumor mill. There has been a verbal agreement. Hopefully this one, there isn't a mix-up with, but I'm not going to name the person that it has been talked about with, but Marlon Mack looks to be on the move to a team, which will be officially announced when the league year opens, but it has been agreed to, and hopefully that will continue to happen once.
Nice.
So Marlon Mack, already making some moves. Matrix is making moves already.
Yeah, well, it's exciting to get it started. As soon as we get the lineups and everything on MFL, we can just start going and start picking the waiver wire. I'm not sure if we're going to wait till the draft or something. I don't know what Derek wants to do. But I think the regular draft is going to be at the end of April, but we're not going to actually have our draft for a while. I mean, it's going to be a ways after that. So I'm not sure how Derek wants to do it.
This is all a waiting game. It's all a waiting game right now. So we're just trying to make some hashtag Matrix moves right now. Make something happen.
Yeah. It's very exciting to be involved in the Guru Nation, which is encompassing all these different leagues. So there's many lineups to understand. There's many teams to be knowledgeable about, like whose team is whose. And it's just really exciting, and I'm very happy to be a part of Guru Nation.
Yes, as am I, my friend, and we are all happy to have you in there with us. So moving on a little bit towards some different off-season ideas in terms of, you know, rules or changes. Is there anything that you would like to see as far as Matrix goes? You know, maybe tweak a little rules here or there to, you know, make the league run better overall.
Okay, well, a proposal that was made by Justin for Alpha was the proposal of a taxi squad. And I think that would be really cool to look into, at least for Matrix. You know, when you have rookies that, you know, might get sent to the practice squad or something, you don't necessarily want to just drop them. I mean, it's kind of, you know, questionable. If you believe in them, why would you want to drop them? So that's kind of what the taxi squad would help you with, in not having to use a regular roster spot on those players. I also really like the IR spots that we incorporated last year, and we didn't have that the first year, so that was a change that I'm very happy about, for sure.
I would like
to look into the taxi squad.
Yeah, taxi squad. I think it'd be interesting idea to add on to Matrix, just in terms of developing, like you mentioned, some very good points there. So I think it remains to be seen whether that actually happens or not as the league progresses, but I think it's a really good idea that hopefully is discussed within the council and talked about and made a change. In regards to Joseph, aka Spitta, moving on to Omega, this now leaves an open spot in Matrix on his council. Now, I had talked to Joseph, and he said he has already picked that person, but it has not been announced. Who do you believe is a good replacement for him on the council in Matrix?
Well, I guess I came to Joseph and came to Derek and tried to figure out how I could possibly be involved in attaining that council member spot. But after my last post about Joseph, I don't think he's too happy with me. He blocked me on Twitter.
Wow, so the block.
I don't think that person is going to be me, but I do think that it would be good to look at you for taking that extra council member spot. But in all honesty, I know that Joseph is going to give it to an NWO guy. So I'm not sure. It might be Robbie.
Wow, so you're speculating that Robbie's the guy to take over Joseph Spitta.
Yeah, Robbie.
Oh, wow, that would be interesting. Very interesting stuff for Matrix. There's some big developments potentially happening. Robbie becoming the next council member for Matrix.
Well, don't quote me on that.
No, I know. I'm just playing. Yeah.
From their interactions. And
potential, you know, candidate replacement, Robbie, for Joseph Spitta. We'll find out the announcement from Joseph, I'm sure, later this month or later in the next few weeks here, as he actually officially announces it. But it's always good to speculate. Always fun. Always fun to see who it could be. All right, let's talk about some of the teams in Matrix themselves. I know a big storyline just in Guru Nation was the rise of Joseph's team in Alpha, you know, coming from one of the worst teams to, you know, making the playoffs, and being one of the better teams in Alpha. Who are some teams in Matrix that you could see having a similar type of rise from maybe like a team that was an afterthought last year to maybe one of the better teams in Matrix this year, pushing for potentially a championship?
Right. Well, that team last season was Mr. Mike Panisi's team. He finished dead last the first year.
Wow.
And he therefore got to draft Saquon and Darius Geis. And I feel Saquon definitely helped him out this year, along with a couple of other trades he made. And he basically made the playoffs after finishing dead last the prior year. He made the playoffs and made a serious run at the ship. He looked like one of the favorites to win the ship. So I was very surprised, and I was applauding him for that. So that would be the zero to hero team that I would pick, and I would put forth that. Robbie's team also did really well. Mr. Sanders had an awesome team, but now, you know, this whole AB situation, it's kind of up in the air what's going to happen. He might have lost his number one.
Wow, AB going somewhere. We don't know where it's going to go. A lot of questions there. And he's the top dog. He had the most points scored in Matrix, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Yep. Are you predicting a potential fall from him?
It's hard to say. He's the prior Alpha champ. He's just very good at fantasy football in general. So I think he's going to be able to manage it in a way to where he won't fall off, if at all. I think his knowledge and his expertise in the field will help him carry through next season.
Wow, big stuff there. So, I know you had some bet gate going on with, I feel like it was almost half the league in Matrix last year. How many teams did you end up betting with last year in Matrix?
Yeah, it actually was half the league. It was eight. I had eight bets going on, and it you know, ended up to where I basically broke even because I did better than half of them, and I did shittier than half of them.
So. Wow, so 50-50 right there. So,
Pretty much, yeah, I was real lucky about that. Definitely thought to myself not to do that again.
So there's going to be no bets again in this year, 2019. Mm-hmm. They're off the table?
Yeah, I'd say so. I might have something with Nahal. We'll see how that goes. We always have our G-Unit rivalry, and I think I'm seriously going to do better than him this season. So I'm calling you out, Nahal, right now.
He's calling you out, Nahal. Let's, he's got to put the money where the mouth is.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing before we hop off, I want one bold prediction for Matrix in 2019. Give me a bold prediction for Matrix.
Oh, well, my bold prediction is going to be that I'm going to win G-Unit Division, make the playoffs.
Wow.
And
make it to the ship. Wow. That's my bold prediction. A first-time playoff running out through G-Unit, taking out Nihal and yep. Joseph Spitta, both the rivalries. He's taking them out. He's taking down and G-Unit. Major. And he's going to be making the playoffs in 2019. Wow. Yeah,
I'm thinking that that's my bold prediction. You know, it could change when the season starts. We'll see. But right now, that's how I'm feeling. And if Nihal wants to make a bet on that, let me know.
Nihal, he's calling you out. He's calling you out, man. Well, that's a great way to end this episode here. Thank you so much, Aaron, for hopping on. Really appreciate your time and your insight into Matrix.
Oh, Dalton, I appreciate your time and your insight into putting this podcast together. I think it's such a great idea and is so good for Guru Nation in general.
Appreciate it, man. Much love. We're signing off here. Peace. All right.
Peace.